The city will be offering apologies to property owners in the Juneberry area after a letter went out, prompting them to build fences around certain yards to better help curb the party issues that have arisen in the neighborhood in recent months. It was last month that several homeowners in the student dense area received the communication from City Hall, explaining that the unfenced rear yards along Juneberry Road, White Ash Road, and some other neighboring streets had created large open spaces that young people have identified as a key gathering place for parties. We write to ask for your assistance and consideration towards being an active partner in addressing this serious outgoing concern, stated the letter, which mentions fencing as a likely efficient measure to help put an end to the partying. The letter also reminds the property owners that failure to keep orderly and clean yards might result in fines. On Tuesday night, city councilors scratched their heads over the legality of the letter, which was identified as having been sent from City Chief Administrative Officer Manoj Dalwaria and Mayor Terry Ugolini. "I got some upset messages, and it did cause confusion in the area," noted Caun. Carmen Darris. The intention was to send the letter to landlords, and the intention was to reach especially absentee landlords, which are prevalent in that area, explained Dalwaria. The letter went out to a database to basically all the residents, not just specific landlords. The city, unable to mandate the construction of fences for existing properties, will be sending out an apology. "We can't force anyone to build a fence," said Mayor Ugolini. Some new developments in the area, however, will be required to erect fencing to mitigate issues,